Hey, welcome to the podcast. This is Matt. Today's episode is a musical one. We are live in our brand new studio, and we've got some new toys to introduce more music into the podcast. That's something Jacob and I are passionate about. Real quick, for our Patreon supporter, Kyle, shout out to Kyle. Follow Kyle's podcast called the Bologna Burger Podcast. You can find it on any podcast medium. Looks like worldwide. I found it on Podbean. It's a pretty entertaining podcast. It's about racing, NASCAR, all sorts of fun stuff. Pretty dynamic group hosting it as well. So give them a listen, and thanks for tuning in.
Welcome to A Ginger and That's a Canadian so Walk Into a Bar.
Okay.
Charlotte's
Number One
Podcast.
Number one.
Hey. New studio, though. Wow. Yeah, really should get a new intro, though.
Huh? We're going to have to.
I guess we are. Wow. Welcome to A Ginger and a Canadian Walk Into a Bar. We are the Carolinas' premier leading number one all-time excessively posting podcast leader. Hi, buddy.
Hi.
Hi. New studio vibes.
I know.
So we're in a new place. We burned down the old studio because the man was trying to take too much money from us. I don't know.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. It couldn't have been from all the rap battles and shootouts and everything else that we had over there, but that's cool. That's fun.
Rap battles. Jacob. We have a new toy in the new studio. Can I demonstrate, please?
Yes, please. Go for it.
Okay. Oh, shit. Oh.
What?
Yeah. We're playing music.
God, that is so awesome that you're playing Fall Out Boy right now.
What? Is that what it is? Is that your problem with this whole song? Is it Fall Out Boy sounding?
Oh my God, it's 100% Fall Out Boy sounding.
That is a Treyu. The Time Is Now. That's off their up and coming new album that I don't know what it's called.
Hold on, I'm not jacked in, but I'm ready for this. Like,
oh, you want me to?
No, hey, I just want you to see exactly what my problem is.
Okay,
I want to go right into this.
Okay.
Once I heard this song, I was like, why are they playing this?
Okay, go ahead, buddy.
Come on, you can't.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Atreyu 100% ripped off Fall Out Boy.
Okay, turn that shit off.
Yeah, that's awful.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Atreyu and Fall Out Boy are the same people now.
I think they are, actually. Well, or the way I equate it is that Atreyu is the Fall Out Boy of hard rock music right now.
Okay. Okay.
That's the way I want to verse this one.
Atreyu is the Fall Out Boy of hard rock music. Well, I guess I'll just have to play other music. So our new device is that we can now play music into our mixer, and it's a pretty awesome little trick if nobody's ever done it before. So I'll just go ahead and skip to the good part.
What's the good part?
What's up?
Now, is that new? Is that new Avenge, though?
Yeah, so that's called Mad Hatter. That is the video game song for Call of Duty Black Ops, or Black Ops 4, mm-hmm. not Call of Duty, sorry.
Right.
I'm not a gamer anymore, I don't fucking know, dude. But anyways, they put out a song for every Black Ops, and they recorded Mad Hatter before Matt went out with vocal issues.
Oh, really? Okay, yeah. So it is new.
It's brand new.
Nice.
Yeah. It's a good song.
Yeah. I can appreciate it.
So apparently, speaking of Avenged Sevenfold, it's so good. This song is so good. Yeah. Matt just got back. He has taken 2 months off from like talking.
Right. Right, he had from his, talking or
yeah.
just or
no, he saying. Said he took 2 months. He did a
like a celibacy.
Oh, so good, so good. I can control this. This is great. Okay. Anyways, it's a good song. Yeah, so he had the blister on his vocal cords. And they had to cancel their whole fall tour, their like North American tour, which is kind of a bummer because the places that they canceled don't really get visited that often. But they were on the second year of their stage tour cycle. So they canceled the tour, and Doc was like, you can't do any singing. You have to have a full recovery or you'll have permanent damage. So Matt said he didn't talk at all for 2 months.
Huh, a vow of silence.
Yeah, so Matt Sanders, the lead singer of Avenged Sevenfold. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, because it's kind of all over the place with this episode, as per usual, new studio, same tactics. Hey, tagline. Yeah, so there was an interview with Loudwire and Kerrang, and they're already back in the studio, like early pre-stages of a new album. They're going to go ahead and put out a new album.
That'd be awesome, though. Are they going to go back and finish the tour, though?
Nope. So they're not going to finish the tour. They're going to give a little preference on any new tour to the places they had to cancel on.
Okay.
So hopefully they get they're not going to get the first in my running playlist. So it's like,
what is that?
That's my running playlist.
I don't care. It's like I don't know you anymore.
Shut up. So, they're early stages. Matt, obviously, they said he can start singing again, but he hasn't. So,
okay. Well, it's better be safe than sorry on that. Write the material. Get the they record the drums and
white
all that
the stuff. Material.
Write the material.
White. What kind of beer are you drinking?
We did move to further south, so.
Same bat time, same bat channel. I'm drinking a nice cold Michelob Ultra.
Oh,
all you craft beer followers out there.
Really? Really? You're trying to chug in the microphone right now just to let people hear that you're actually drinking.
I am drinking. I have an Americano in front of me also because I like to play both sides of the fence. Did you get my picture of me fastening the Oktoberfest into the seat with its seatbelt?
No, you put it on Snapchat, though.
Yeah, it's fall, y'all. So
I'm glad you did that, actually, towards the end of September. You didn't do it in August.
No. So my rule, my staple, the cornerstone of my life is I always hold myself accountable for seasonal drinks. I will not touch an Oktoberfest before fall begins.
I have a confession to make.
You just drink it in July?
No, I have one at the end of August.
That's okay, because some people were bitches, dude.
No. I mean,
this is about to be a ginger walked into a bar, but that's fine.
We had a studio change because I moved, right?
Right.
And the neighbor across from me, he was from, the dude's from Maine, and he knows how much I hate Oktoberfest that's not in October, at least late September when Oktoberfest goes on. And so he bought me a 12-pack as a going-away present, and he's like, you can't leave without drinking one, and he pulls one out right there, you know, and it's just like, oh,
well, that's a good... I mean, that's like, you can't turn that down. That's acceptable.
I know. He was very spiteful. I still, I'm still upset by him.
Hi, neighbor. Hope you're listening.
He doesn't listen.
All right. Whatever, dude. He's not one of the hundreds of thousands of people.
Our listener base has exceeded expectations.
Our listener base is ridiculous, and I literally don't understand it. Yeah, so I don't know what the topic was for this episode. We just want to talk shit about music and show off our new toys. Welcome back to the studio!
All right. Since we started with Atreyu, though, do you remember, were we talking about it on the podcast, or did I just talk about it with you at a bar? Where, like, I thought Atreyu and Avenged were, like, the competing bands of their time back in, what, 2005?
They were, and I would throw 10 years in there, but I'd say hard rock-wise, Parkway Drive is probably inclusive in that back in their era.
Yeah, but I thought Atreyu was going to be so much bigger than Avenged.
Atreyu should have been bigger. You know, I did not know they put out an album in 2015. That's how little I've heard from Atreyu.
Oh, yeah, it's not good. They went into the...
I assume it's not. I didn't know about it.
If you listen to Parkway Drive, like, they went into the phase where it's, like, slow... kind of like speaking, not really singing kind of thing. It's weird. I guess experimental. I don't like it. Parkway Drive did it on, I would say, half the songs on their new album that they just put out like 2 months ago. Okay. And it's just not good. But people love it. Like that song. I mean, they stole Fall Out Boy, but these guys can wail. They have so many songs they can do it. And they should have been so much better than what they were.
Atreyu?
Yeah.
I agree with you. I just don't. So we saw them. We had a special moment. This year.
It was.
It was a very special, unexpected moment. Atreyu was at
Rockville, not Rock on the Range.
Sorry. Atreyu was at Rockville unexpectedly on a Saturday night, and they, like, headline on the podink tiny stage off to the side with no, like, monitors or anything showing them what's going on. And they shredded. That was a very unexpectedly good show.
They played Demonology and Heartache.
They played Bleeding Mascara. Yes. They played Bleeding Mascara live. I was like, I talked shit the day of. I was like, there's no way they're going to play Bleeding Mascara. And I just came out and wailed.
Yeah.
It was a great show.
It's a nostalgic show. Unlike, Under Oath that just tanked.
Under Oath had underwhelming performance.
They're coming to Charlotte, too. And I have zero desire to go watch them. Yeah, they're doing a tour in Charlotte. I want to watch the two opening bands, but I have no desire to see them again.
Do you know who the opening bands are?
Dance Gavin Dance, and I want to say Volumes.
Are you growing your hair out, Jeremy?
What? I don't have the swoop like you do.
Sorry, dude. It's just like...
It's just the wave. Everyone's doing it.
I'm trying to stay young-looking as I get older, so I'm thinking the swoop helps.
Oh, apparently, we saw my family from Canada, and they're like, oh, you had the receding hairline. I was like, you son of a bitch.
Hey, it's called getting older.
I know, but apparently only one other person in the family had that. They're like, you look just like him. I was like, oh, yeah, he also died of pancreatic cancer. Thanks.
Oh, fuck. Okay, well, go get a finger shoved up your bum.
Whoa.
That's how they check these days. All the technology, x-rays in the world, they stick a finger up your ass to tell you if you got cancer.
Oh. Well, what have I been paying for if they're supposed to be checking for things?
They're supposed to spit on it first. Wait, check it with your finger?
What?
Oh, sorry. Anyways, so on the topic of music there, good friend Jacob. Hi, Morty. Our our go-to band of the last couple of years, coming out with a new album.
What?
Architects?
Buried Tomorrow? Oh, Architects?
Unexpectedly.
It's not unexpected. They've been touring that album for 2.5 years now.
Right, but I had no predisposition of, like, they're going to come out with a new album. I actually thought they were kind of going to hang it up.
No,
but they've had so much success.
I think their success has peaked. I hate to say that for them.
Oh, I hate to say that so much, dude.
What got them famous was the amount of energy they had in that last album and the one right before. But if you know the history of that band, they're extremely big activists. Majority of them are vegans. And the song that they're singing about, like their new album, yeah, give people a whiff of it. It's good. I like it, but it's not for everybody because it's, you know... gonna be bad, dude. Watching.
You think this album's gonna be bad?
No, it's gonna be awesome. Like the watch. Oh. Yeah, they'll come to Masquerade again.
Absolutely, and we're definitely going to Purgatory to watch them.
They're just heavy, and I like it. But the
listen. I wasn't ready for the rapture.
Oh, dude, yeah, his voice is crazy.
Polished
now.
Right now. It's so polished.
But the content of it is they're going back to their environmentalist, which is a little, like, a lot of people don't care for that.
See, so this song here, listening to the lyrics, makes me feel like he wasn't ready for Tom's death.
Oh, not at all.
And he wasn't ready for the fallout. And that's what I hear when he's talking. He's like, I wasn't ready for the fallout of the death and the aftermath and the grief. That's what I hear.
No, so listen to it more. This is more of you're not ready for the end of the world. Like, you're not ready for... You're destroying the oceans.
Dude, so are they going to be, like, stick to your guns talking about the goddamn whales?
They support the same cause for the whales. Dude, have you never listened to...
my taint. Stick to your guns. They're such a good band, but,
it's
like...
It's not Dead Man Rising. What's the Devil's Calling? Or The Devil Is Near.
That's like, yeah. That's so good.
Listen to the song "The Devil Is Near." It's about the same people that Stick to Your Guns support. That's why Stick to Your Guns tours with them all the time, because they both are big activists against that.
We saw them twice this year too.
I know. I want to see
such a good year for
music.
They're
playing Masquerade again.
Stick to Your Guns.
Yeah.
Why?
They're playing with a Muir.
I know. Circle Pits from Hell for that show. Oh my god.
I'm terrified to go down because of that place, but I think.
And also because
so
bridges collapse on 85.
What?
Well, right after we went, didn't the bridge collapse?
Or was that was Florida, wasn't it? Or is that?
It was like a little farther south of Atlanta.
Oh,
because the hobo lit a fire under the bridge.
Oh shit! Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
That's why I think that song's about another, you know, eco-friendly eco-terrorism thing, which it also, you know, Rise Against is really big into that nowadays too.
Whatever, dude. Everybody's got their platform and agenda. People win an Emmy, and the first thing you say is hashtag Me Too, and I'm like, yeah, pound Me Too. That's funny.
Hey,
yeah. I mean, the Me Too movement is like such a, not to downplay it, but people make jokes of it. They're like, yeah, you got some of those Me Too girls, blah, blah, blah. Like,
oh my God.
It's like an idiom now. It's a thing. It's so stupid.
Well,
but anyways.
You're afraid to do anything. Cosby just got sentenced too.
Yeah. So date this episode. Cosby got sentenced for 3 to 10 years.
Yeah. 3 with good behavior.
Yeah. I don't know. Whatever, dude.
This depends on how good it's going to be.
Depends on which eye he's looking out of.
Apparently he's blind. So it's kind
of. He's blind for sure out of one eye. It's like dead.
Oh.
If you look at his mugshot, he's got like a dead eye.
Ooh.
It's legit dead.
Maybe.
He's old as fuck. But anyways, Architects have a new album coming out in November, so I'm super excited about that. It's called Hereafter, I think.
Who else? Bring Me the Horizon's got their album coming out, which I'm not excited about.
Dude, I haven't been excited for Bring Me the Horizon since 2006.
They're doing weird things now. Like, they've sold out 100%.
Absolutely. The last album with Happy? Get out of here if that wasn't a sellout.
Oh,
Warped Tour is gone. Who's going to buy their album now?
Well, Warped Tour's gone. Oh, no, we're not going to go into that yet. We'll go to that later.
Dude, make this a 45-minute episode.
No,
go into it.
No.
I don't give a fuck.
No, because we'll bring that back, because that's going to be our own talk for another show. Because that's near and dear to our hearts.
The Warped Tour?
No, well, not Warped Tour, but the tours.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, but
I know what you're talking about. Yeah, we'll hit that up on another show. That is a good topic.
Were you a fan of Amity Affliction?
I know of them and some of their songs, but to say a fan would be a stretch.
Okay. Their original stuff was fantastic in my mind. Their new stuff is it's very depressing. Everything now, Bring Me the Horizon and Amity Affliction, both are just like, you know, they're all anti-religion and you're going to die and the world is ending kind of thing.
Okay, well, that's
but
sad.
they're doing it with like techno beats inside of their music, and they're like, it's weird and it's random techno drops.
Weird.
And I don't know. I swear they're all doing their own production of everything, but maybe they're working together. Who knows? Dude, but it's going to suck.
That's music nowadays, though.
Yeah, overproduced garbage.
Overproduced. So, speaking of overproduced, you had mentioned to me that the guy, the producer, basically, that is putting out this Architects record is, like, the same as someone else, so it's very dubstepy. You remember that comment?
When was that?
You said it a few weeks ago, because I was like,
I was talking about Bring Me the Horizon.
Okay.
I made a joke about it. I was like, maybe they're doing that, because all these British bands that are, like, not even British, but...
like metalcore, I think British rock, same genre field.
They're all doing that. They're all adding in, like, random techno drops where it's like...
Because it's
like,
definitely in that song.
Oh, yeah. And that's why... And when I heard it, I was like, but they've been doing that for a little while. Buried Tomorrow, they did it. They're doing random...
Buried Tomorrow's album is so good,
dude. But they do, like, random, you know, just little blips of electronic music in it.
I think it's just... That's modern era, dude. It's not... There's no longer, like, a, hey, this is what it is. This is, like, just nothing but instrumental string and percussion. It's like, you have to add something more, because the techno scene was so big. Think about people like Skrillex, right? Think about it, like modern rap, modern pop, modern, like your Skrillex, your EDM, electro stuff, all that was so inclusive in such a scene of kids that grew up 5 or 6 years ago. To immediately like abash it is not sensible. So you add it to modern fields, and now you have a kid that was, you know, snorting coke off a hooker's butt in the bathroom of I don't know, what's a good country club in Charlotte?
Oh, Coyote Joe's.
Joe's. And they listen to nothing but techno, but now they're getting introduced to the rock because it's got a little bit of that techno in it. So you graduate fields.
It comes basically. Full circle. Linkin Park.
Linkin Park, for sure. Yeah. Heard them on the radio the other day. Had to turn that down. R.I.P. Chester.
Yeah, but you got the new metal is what they called them back then. Like,
hey, man, don't
metal.
Put new in front of any category.
It was NU metal.
New England? Eat dick. Okay?
Ooh,
get a better name than New England.
Jeez. Why? Because Tom Brady's going
to
go kiss
his son
tonight.
No, listen to me. How lazy. That's like if I have a son and instead of calling him Matt, I say New Matt. That is some lazy ass shit.
What about Matt Jr.?
Do not.
So England Jr.
Do not. Mexico? Don't call it New Mexico.
I still justify the fact that those...
Call it Jexico. Change one fucking letter. Call it Jexico.
That state is full of New Mexicans. And nobody wants to acknowledge that.
What is a New Mexican? Is that someone that took a...
Ooh, wow. Dude. No, he's just fresh off the border.
No, putting new in front of anything is lazy writing, is lazy naming, is bullshit. That's how uneducated people were 300 years ago. When they came to America, they said Merca, and then they put new in front of England. You couldn't think of anything else. Call it Chesterfield for all I care. I don't give a shit.
That's in South Carolina, but that's cool.
Exactly. There you go. Call the whole Northeast like Chesterfield. I'm not shitting on New England as a place. Great place.
Well, but technically,
family there. Love New England.
But
hey,
it's not.
Get a better
it's not a place.
Name. Hey,
it's a region.
Hey, do better.
It's a region. It's not even a place. Like, it's just an area of states
that's,
of people that
dude,
are leaving that come
no.
down here.
That's also on the same vein. That's as lazy as putting North and South in front of a name.
But the
I'm
going to
shit on our own state, okay?
Oh, come on.
States. Region. So, North Carolina, South Carolina... No, there's one Carolina.
There was a
name
divide, but we do share a lot of stuff, though. Share the Panthers.
Name it different.
Really?
Don't call it North Carolina.
All right, so what are we going to name it then?
I feel like Mattinsburg would be a great name for a state.
You mean New Mattinsburg?
No, because there's not an existing one.
But it's new.
What defines new? Eventually it would be old.
Well, then you change the name to Old Mattinsburg.
Hey, Belgium, don't call your beer New Belgium.
Oh, wow.
You're welcome.
Come on, man.
Hey, dude. I'm just being... You can't disagree with me. If Rick and Morty came out with a show and called it New Rick and Morty, wouldn't watch it.
It was New Rick and Morty. They had the season. They advertised New Rick
new
and Morty coming this
new
fall.
New is descriptive. Rick and Morty is what it is. You can't... If
Maybe
you,
new and descriptive.
Rick and Morty is the noun. You can't adjective the noun.
So
okay.
When did it transfer to old Rick and Morty?
What defines new?
Now, what defines old?
Exactly. Why does everything taste like purple?
Oh, really? Patrick?
Okay. Anyways, that shit's lazy. Like, if Architects have a new album because it's new, unforeseen, like, ever-before content. It's not new Architects.
Technically, it's Architects UK if you really want to get down into
this. You know, my company did this shit, and I was so mad. My company, I'm not going to tell people what company I work for because that's too much information and you people don't pay us enough yet. Support us on Patreon. $1 a month, we'll like shout you out. $5 a month, we'll change the name of the show. I'm not exaggerating.
$15, you get his first board.
We don't even have $50. $5 a month, we will name the show whatever you want for a day. It could be Dicks R Us for a day.
Whoa.
$5 a month? I will do almost anything for $5 a month. Anyways, I said...
You're not kidding, actually.
I said almost. Anyways, yeah. My company split off from another company last year they had previously purchased. And they decided, let's call my company Cat. Okay, because there's a cat in front of me. So I work for company Cat. They called our company after the divide, New Cat.
Oh, that's
nice.
I was like,
hey, man. Hey, it's not new. If anything, it's a little bit worse. You just cut half our income off per year because you gave another company away for hundreds of millions of dollars.
Yeah, just gave it away. Just pocket change.
Hey, don't call it new anything. Don't even call it old.
So what are they supposed to call it?
Call it the same fucking thing that
but
it was.
But they couldn't because that name was taken.
No, it wasn't. The company that split off was called Dog.
Should it have been in Cat 2?
So we were Cat Dog, right?
Oh,
great show. Yeah. Great show. So Dog left Cat.
Right? Were you alive and when then that show was on? Or yeah, did you catch it on Nick and Knight?
No. So it was Cat Dog. Dog split off. And then they called it New Cat. They could have just called it Cat because it was Cat.
Hmm.
Stupid, dude. Fuck that. Anyways, dude.
Yep.
I'm gonna play a great song right now.
You done?
What's up, dude? I'm feeling it right now.
Is this the MGK disc or whatever it is?
How do you know that?
Hit me on a text.
Yeah.
Last night I left hickeys on a neck.
How do you know that?
What?
Talk shit to me about listening to Eminem and then you know this song by the opening.
And all over. Everybody's talking about the battle between MGK and Eminem. I don't even care at all. Apparently, see, it depends on who you ask on who's winning.
Oh, this is good.
Isn't mad, but how you gonna name yourself after a damn gun and have a man bun?
Oh, got him.
God, how long did you rock that man bun for?
Dude, a year solid for sure. Anyways, that's a fun song.
That's a terrible song.
It's Eminem. That whole album's whack. I did laugh at some of them because people make fun of Eminem for like just rhyming. He's a rhythmic rapper. He's, you know, he rhymes.
Right. He's good,
you know,
at
fish
it.
With dish. He's really good, but people will give him shit about it. So he had a song. I posted about it the other day on Instagram. Follow us at GNC Legion or GNC Podcast.
I'll say, we have a Legion?
We do. That's actually what we call you folks. That's our promo code for anything that we get discounts on is GNC Legion.
We get discounts?
Yeah. So...
Costco?
Is this going to be like one of those, I didn't know we had an intro and outro? What?
I didn't know we had an outro. Or an intro. Dude, anyway, keep it, going. Continue.
I kind of forgot my...
Yeah, so he did the one was funny.
Rhymed like toaster with roaster or something the other day. He's like in one of his songs, he was just making fun. He's like, yeah, unplug my toaster with my roaster. Rah! Like just angry about it.
He's just sad. He's 45 years old, picking fights with like a 28-year-old.
Yeah, also, I don't understand that. He's like talking about being strapped with his gun. I'm like, dude, you have a kid. You go home, you watch Jeopardy and go to bed. Suck my
dick.
With
his security guards and everybody else. In a nice gated community. And
hey, man, you know what we need? We need new Eminem.
He just put an entire album out.
No, not like new.
Are you talking about like the caramel M&Ms? Because they just came out with caramel M&Ms. Those are new.
Caramel?
Caramel.
I will cancel this podcast.
Do it.
I will. I'm going to cancel it right now. Jacob, caramel. Do you have any new last words in our new studio?
No, I'm going to go eat my new caramel M&Ms.
Okay. Be sure to support us on caramel. New Instagram at New GNC Podcast. Support us on Patreon. Give us $5 a month. We'll name it Dicks R Us for a day. I don't care. Really don't care. $1 a month? We'll say your name all over the place. Right? Kyle? I'll say Kyle.
Oh, Kyle?
Kyle.
Dude, that's because Kyle's our former producer.
Kyle. Look at Kyle just got like $8 worth of advertising. Anyways, thanks for supporting us. Be sure to listen to the outro for podcast coupons for things like Dell computers and stuff. So,
do we have coupons?
Yeah, dude. Anyways, thanks for listening. Goodbye. And we're going to fade with music. Right? Oh, I gotta turn it. Hang on.
Oh, you gotta put it back in, man.
Producer.
So before you die, let's see who can out-petty who with your corny lines. Slim your old Al Kelly, ooh, but I'm 45.
Dabbing and
I'm still outselling you. By 29, I had 3 albums that it blew.
This isn't dabbing,
now let's talk about
way.
Something I don't really
it,
do.
Yeah.
Go with someone's daughter's mouth stealing food.
You're
a fucking molehill. Now I'm gonna make a mountain out of you.
Woo woo. Oh, alright, that's all my Eminem
that's
I got
awful,
forever.
Awful.
We're gonna play music in every podcast. Thanks for listening.
If we do, it's...
Thank you for tuning in to GNC Podcast today and for making us successful. And please be sure to support us on Patreon, throw a dollar our way. It's only a dollar. You've literally spent more money on less important things. Hey, remember that pair of sunglasses? You were like, oh, this is cheap. It's not Oakley's. Those were like $17. That's 17 months of support. That's a year and a half. I'll quit my mother-loving job yesterday if you give me $17. I'm not kidding. $1 a month. Remember that time you were at the store and you were like, I'm on a diet, but these double stuffed Oreos are now called mega stuff? I think I'm gonna buy those. That's like $4. That's a quarter of the year if you did math incorrectly. It's actually a third of the year. You know what you could do with a dollar? You could make it 100 pennies. Maybe you have a mint D stamp penny in those 100 pennies, and then you have $10. That's 10 months of support for a ginger and a Canadian walk into a bar, the podcast. You know how you pay for Netflix every month and every year it goes up a dollar because the Office syndication rights get more and more expensive? Well, number one, it's worth it because Jim Halpert and Pam are the best couple in television since Ross and Rachel. There, I said it. Secondly, just pretend that Netflix costs another extra dollar. Give that to us.